Hello and welcome to my podcast. Today I will be reviewing an article from the Career Development Quarterly. The title of this article is Viewing Adolescent Career Futures Through the Lenses of Socioeconomic Status and Social Class by Osmond and Rodenhouse. In this article, the authors explored the socioeconomic status, perceived social class, and occupational aspirations in a sample of 100 high school students from two Midwestern schools. Career development scholars have called for heightened emphasis on historically underserved populations, such as the poor and the chronically unemployed. Researchers observed that vocational psychology has often implicitly embraced a class biased towards upward mobility. Research found lower occupational aspirations in individuals from poor neighborhoods and a positive relationship between career aspirations and economic status in more progressive neighborhoods. The research in this article has helped me understand the correlation of one factor which reaches all social levels, and that important factor is hope. I teach at Title I High School, and this very day I use this research to discuss career aspirations to high school seniors. I explained without hope and the desire to better your position in life, your career goals seem impossible for students from any background. Many of my students will leave high school, college, and career ready, and I will do my part to instill hope in each of them. Students in the study perceived their social class was a consistent predictor of the social position in their social environment, and I have witnessed this predictor in my own students. The cultivation of hope is an important common factor in approaches to therapy. Researchers found cultivating hope in lower socioeconomic clients positively influence both educational and occupational expectations. When trusted, significant relationships exist, researchers found socioeconomic status barriers diminished. Research suggests beliefs and given behaviors are important determinants of behavior and human choice. More often, youth need to be inspired to work hard in school and develop a career goal. If youth believe their efforts will result in a meaningful career, they are inclined to be more motivated. I have witnessed the importance of career preparation pathways during high school motivating students to graduate, perhaps learning how low-income adolescent populations make career and educational decisions will help equip educators and mentors with valuable insight in order to guide this population of students. Results from this study and future research will provide direction for interventions helping future generations. Thank you for your attention. How's that?